over here in Brewster Park, and well, as we indicated, Martin, it's Monaghan who go into that Ulster final, and it looks like Tyrone are going to join them there as well.
Yeah, it looks like Tyrone. They met earlier on. Tyrone beat Donegal in the first round, and Monaghan ended up beating Tyrone in that game. So, yeah, we know what Tyrone team will improve as they go along. So that could be a great final. And the good thing, as we said earlier on, both teams are through to the All-Ireland Series. And Monaghan on their second-half performance deserved to win it. We talked about, you know, Owen Duffy got a black card, and he was a big loss because he was their best player in the first half and right into the second half. Karen Gallagher had a good match, and Jason Irwin was very, very good, the number 14. Had a great match for Monaghan. And that man, Michael Hamill, I thought made a big difference inside. Liam McDonald and Darragh Dempsey, two corner forwards, are very, very good. And from Donegal's point of view, I mean, Carlos O'Reilly is a real star in the making. So, you know, I thought Caelan Dunleavy retired at a very good game. Jack Goller kept taking the fight, and Kieran Tobin to them, inside. Jonathan McCruddy, you know, he's going to understand him. We're well marked in this situation, so understand him. Kieran Moore tried really, really hard. But I think, look at it, they're disappointed, Donegal, is understandable. But they give us everything. We can be very proud of them. They had a great first-half performance. The only thing is they just needed not to concede the goals. And, that would have made the difference if they hadn't conceded them goals. And they should have been, as I said, been 6 or 9 points ahead at half-time. When you weren't, you were always in trouble because you had put a lot of energy into that half. They came out the second half, conceded the goal, as you said, the start of the second half. But let's be proud of them. Look at every one of them has great futures, whether it's a club level or county level here. And they did that jersey proud and everything else. So, as a Donegal man, I would be very proud of them players out there today. They give everything, and that's all you want. But it wasn't their day, and the goals were the big thing. Goals. You know, Monaghan scored, they wanted to get 5 goals. I mean, you just can't afford to concede 5 goals. And a lot of them were bad goals. They weren't great Monaghan goals. They were poor goals from a Donegal point of view to give away.
Out of defeat, you look at positives. Gary could have just shut up shop there in the second half, really tried to go to the defensive. But he allowed the players to maybe express themselves a lot more. In the second half, legs is important, Martin, as you indicated. And you look at players who just tirelessly, From the start of the game to the end of the game, just give it absolutely everything. And that's important to get that, because if they're just thrown into a defensive system, you know, they're not able to express themselves. That's,
yeah, exactly. They could have done that even when they were ahead that 6 points the first half. You see, maybe a good decision would be to go defensive and try to hold out by being defensive, but they didn't do that. They don't know that, and it's good to see that they went for it. And that's, you know, that was a great thing about it, that they went for the game and they kept taking the game. And, you know, they showed great character, great legs, and great everything in the first half. And, you know, that's what you'd be proud of. And I said they could have went very defensive, maybe tried to hold out and play Monaghan, maybe the way Monaghan were playing the first half, where they played very defensive. And they're shrewd Monaghan, they're well used to that type of football, the way they go and everything else. But from Donegal's point of view, I mean, the loss, to lose your goalkeeper at that stage in the warm-up, just before they're ready the ball to be thrown in. And we know how brilliant a keeper he is. And it's very tough for the other keeper to go in there to take over, and for the players, as you say, kick-outs and everything else, sorted out and everything else, you know, and just see a supporter getting on to a player out there in the field, which is very disappointing. But I just think from the point of view of that I don't want to see that on a field. I don't know who's the supporter getting involved. They're doing all supporters over around them anyway, sorting it out. But I think that, you know, Monaghan would end up with a better side, and them couple of players made the difference. You know, as we said, Carol Gallagher, whose dad's only goal, we Jason Irwin and Michael Hamill, and them, just the quality players, the two corner forwards, Darragh Dempsey and Liam McDonald. It'll be a great final for them in Tyrone. But yeah, we can be proud and we can be happy from what we've seen. We can be very proud and happy with what we've seen out there. But I think that looking at it, you know, going forward, they're good lads. They give us a big shift. You know, they're big. They'll have to return. You know, from getting over the line from the Tyrone game was a big one, and they've learned, and they're far better side today. And the first half performance the other day was as good as you would see from a Donegal team. That first half performance was unbelievable, you know.